Wow! You actually agreed to come hang out! This is gonna be great! Okay, stand behind me.
Hi, Papyrus. Ready for your extra private one-on-one training?
You bet I am! And I brought a friend!
Hi, I don't think we... Why don't you two come in?
Here, Undyne, my friend brought a gift for you on their own.
Thanks. I'll put it with the others. So, are we ready to start?
Whoopsie doopsie, I just remembered. I have to go to the bathroom. You two have fun.
So, why are you here? To rub your victory in my face? To humiliate me even further? Is that it? Wait, you think we're gonna be friends? How delightful! Let's do it! Let's all frolic in the fields of friendship! Not! Why would I ever be friends with you? If you weren't my house guest, I'd beat you up right now! You're the enemy of everyone's hopes and dreams! I will never be your friend! Now get out of my house!
Dang! What a shame! I thought Undyne could be friends with you. But I guess I overestimated her. She's not up to the challenge.
Challenge? What? Papyrus, wait a second! Dang it! He thinks I can't be friends with you? What a joke! I can make friends with a wimpy loser like you any day. I'll show him! Listen up, human. We're not just going to be friends. We're going to be besties. I'll make you like me so much, you won't be able to think of anyone else. It's the perfect revenge! Why don't you have a seat?
Sit at the table, I'll get something to drink. I said sit down, this is my house, you little thing. Just put what you want, I recommend tea. I meant add a drink, are you flirting with me? Here's your tea, little kid, careful, it's hot. Though you should still drink it, do you like it or not? It's the best friggin' tea you've ever tasted. Such flavor you can't comprehend. For my most precious friend.
You know, it's kinda strange that you chose golden flower tea. That's Asgore's favorite kind. You remind me a little of him. You're both total weenies. You might not believe this, but I was a pretty hot-headed kid. Once, to prove I was the strongest, I tried to fight Asgore. Emphasis on tried. I couldn't land a hit on him, and he refused to fight back. I was so humiliated. Then, he apologized and said, "Excuse me, do you want to know how to beat me?" I said yes, and from then on, he trained me until I finally managed to knock him down. I felt bad, but he was beaming. I've never seen someone more proud to get their butt kicked, you know? Anyway, long story short, he kept training me, and now I'm head of the Royal Guard. Now I'm the one training dorks to fight. Like Papyrus. But to be honest, I don't know if I can ever let Papyrus into the Royal Guard. Don't tell him I said that. He's just too innocent and nice. I mean, look, he was supposed to capture you and ended up being friends with you. I couldn't send him into battle. He'd get ripped into little smiling shreds. That's part of why I started teaching him how to cook, you know? So he can do something else with his life. Sorry. I was talking so long. You're out of tea, aren't you? I'll get some more. Wait a second. Papyrus. His cooking lesson. He was supposed to have that right now! And if he's not going to have it, you'll have to have it for him! Nothing brings friends closer than cooking! Which means... give you his lesson. Afraid? We're gonna be besties! Heroes, don't lick the sauce. Picture your enemy. Pound veggies into paste. Don't pet the enemy. Heroes do it like this. Yeah, I'm on a roll. Don't worry about the mess. I'll put it in apples. Now put the noodles in. Homemade's better than canned. But since I'm really cheap, I just buy the store brand. Put them into the pot. Drop them like they're all crooks. You're going way too slow. Hey, don't give me that look. Papyrus sucks at cooking. So, what's next? Friendship bracelets? Scrapbooking? Aw, who am I kidding? I really screwed this up.